Welcome everyone to Stop Panicking, brought to you by the Public Speakers Association. I'd like to introduce to you Tony Wilkins. Tony, go ahead and take it from here.
All right. Thank you, Michael. And hello, everyone. I'm Tony Wilkins. I'm the a radio host of Small Business Forum Radio. We've got over 250,000 listeners globally. I'm the author of several books. My new book, How to Make Shit Happen, comes out in January. It'll be my seventh book. I'm also a public speaker specializing in small business strategies. So today I'm going to talk a little bit about panic attacks and how to overcome them. I'm going to share some scenarios that I've experienced where I've had instances to panic and what I did about it. So, recently, I had the opportunity to speak at Oracle, and it, for those of you who are of a certain age, you might remember the TV show Rhoda from the 70s. You also might remember Rhoda's Wedding, and if you remember Rhoda's Wedding, this was an absolute disaster. Everything that could possibly go wrong on the day that she was supposed to get married to the man of her dreams went wrong. And she wound up taking a subway in her wedding dress. The person who was supposed to come and pick her up forgot to pick her up, and just a whole myriad of disasters that happened. And she finally did make it, but you know, not without going through a lot of headache. The day that I was supposed to speak at Oracle, it took me months to sort of set this up. And on the day that I was supposed to speak there, everything that could possibly go wrong went wrong. Starting with a fellow speaker, calling me at 7:50 in the morning and asking me a question about something that, you know, she could have looked up on Google, which is what I told her. Keep in mind, I was trying to get ready to go to Oracle. Then the cab that I took to get to the train station decided to take an alternative route, which meant that I missed my train. Keep in mind, this is one of the single most important speaking opportunities of my career. Not everybody gets to speak at Oracle. This was a big deal. It took months to set up. So I finally take a second train, or a later train. I get to the stop where I'm supposed to take a shuttle to Oracle, and there's no shuttle. There also are no taxis, which I'm used to taking. I don't take Lyft or Uber. So I'm trying to figure out where the shuttle is supposed to be, where the bus is supposed to be. A wonderful lady decides to help me out, and because at this point I've got 15 minutes to get to Oracle, because this is a live broadcast which will be live streamed to multiple offices at Oracle all around the world. So I kind of had to be there. So after, and to say that I was pissed off or panicking is sort of an understatement, because all I keep thinking is there's no way this is happening today. This cannot be happening. Finally, I get a bus that drops me off right at Oracle. However, there's a catch. The bus driver happened to be a trainee, and so he didn't quite know the route. And on the way, we're halfway to Oracle, and the bus gets hit by a cement truck. I'm not kidding. There was no damage to the bus except the mirror on the outside of the bus was cracked, which meant that supervisors had to be called. We had to sit there for a good 10, 15 minutes. You know, I'm busy texting the people at Oracle, letting them know I'm running late. Here's what's happened. You know, they cannot stop laughing, of course, because it's one of the stupidest things to ever happen, probably. And long story short, I do make it to Oracle. And it was sort of one of those situations where Tony Wilkins, you know, welcome, they put a mic on me, they pushed me out on stage. Now, the moral of the story is that while I was internally freaking out and having an anxiety attack, I did manage to keep my head. Because when things happen, and things happen in life all the time, what's important to remember when you panic, when you are in a situation that's really, really stressful, that you keep your wits about you. Think your way through whatever the situation is, right? There is generally a solution to every problem. Sometimes all we have to do is sort of sit and think about it, and you'll get through it. It may take some time. You may need several vodka cranberries afterwards, but you will make it through. And so what I tell people is to, number one, have a sense of humor about it. You may not have a sense of humor at the time that it's happening, but afterwards, have a sense of humor about it. Don't let it eat your life. Number two, shit happens. You know, when you least expect it, God has a sense of humor, and he or she is gonna test you. Number three, keep your cool, because that's the only way that you're gonna get through this without really having a nervous breakdown. And this topic sort of reminds me of a situation that happened at one of the events that I was producing. There was a speaker who was really terrific woman, wonderful speaker. And one of the things that I tell speakers to do or not to do is to rely on PowerPoint presentations in order to give their presentation. PowerPoint never works when you need it to work. And so the speaker who was giving a talk on managing stress has a near nervous breakdown because her PowerPoint presentation will not work. And she does this in front of the entire audience. So it was one of those situations where she was freaking out. She didn't know what to do or how to do a presentation without PowerPoint, which is the reason why I say never use PowerPoint if you can avoid it. And so I wound up pulling her to the side, you know, and, you know, where the audience can't see her. And I said, okay, number one, breathe. Number two, your talk is on managing stress. So number one, manage your stress. And number two, make a joke out of it. You know, laugh at it and say, this is what happened. This is, you know, it was a perfect example of what not to do. And we're all humans. And you know, if you're an expert, sometimes experts can make mistakes on the very topic that they're supposed to be an expert at. And so she went out there back on stage and she nailed it. It was a really brilliant performance, brilliant talk, and she landed several new clients because of it. It was human. It was real. And so when I say be sure to laugh at yourself or laugh at the situation, usually when these things happen, it's because it's something monumentally stupid has happened, stupid in the sense that, you know, you get a tire, a flat tire on the day that you're on your way to an important meeting. It's one of those, you know, stupid occurrences. So in those instances, you kind of have to remain calm. You have to laugh at the situation, say, oh, okay, God has a sense of humor, ha ha. And then get on with it. You know, the main thing, the main point that I want to make sure that everybody recognizes is just use your head, keep your cool as much as you can. It's okay to be angry, frustrated, whatever, but keep your wits about you because that's the only thing that's going to help you get to the next level, whatever that is. So that's my tip on managing stress, managing any sort of panic attacks. I'm no expert at it, but I've been in enough situations where, and usually it's a professional situation, I've been in enough of these situations where your inclination is to freak out, but then you calm down, you breathe through it, you know, and you work through the situation. So that's my tip. If you'd like to attend any of my workshops or have a conversation with me, you can email me directly at Tony Wogan. That's my name. You can email me directly at awil267487@aol.com. Connect with me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Be sure to listen to my radio show on Blog Talk Radio. And that's Fridays at 3:30. Thanks again.